Okay, today's daf is Becharos daf Lamed. We left off on daf Chaf Tes Amud Beis at the second to last Mishnah on the page, I believe we're up to. And these Mishnayos, these series of Mishnayos, is going to talk about what you can and cannot buy from people who are chashud. People who are chashud al shviyas, people who are chashud to sell truma and pretend that it is chulin while they are selling truma. And then the Mishnah on Lamed Amud Aleph is going to talk about, okay, if somebody is chashud on one din, does that make him chashud on another din as well? And which dinim have that crossover, that if you're chashud on one, then you're chashud on the other? And then the Gemara is going to explain the source of these ideas, that if you're chashud on this, you're chashud on that as well. And then on the bottom of the page, the Gemara is going to show that our Mishnah is in fact subject to a machlokes tanaim, that not everybody agrees to what it says in our Mishnah. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about somebody who accepts a certain status, chutz midavar echad. He accepts to be careful about certain things, but with one exception. So is that considered an acceptance at all? Like, for example, someone accepts, it's going to go through chaverus, to be a chaver, who's normally careful about tumah and tahara, or accepts gerus, to be kabbalas mitzvos, chutz midavar echad, or even kahuna or levia, that he's going to be careful about all the laws of kohanim and levim, chutz midavar echad, right? Very often you have a person who's very interested in being a kohen, except for that he'd like to stay married to his grusha wife, right? So but other than that, he's very excited about being a kohen. Then the Gemara is going to discuss how the takaras chacham, the nama aretz, is always considered to be tamei because he's not careful about tumah and tahara until he's mekabel chaverus, right? Which is a certain level of zihirus in tumah and tahara. So and there are a number of halachos involved in accepting chaverus and what he has to do. So the Gemara is going to bring some of the details of Kabbalah's Chaverus, of what that means to be Mekabel Chaverus. And the Gemara is going to discuss that you can't, when a person is Mekabel Chaverus, right away you can't assume that he already knows what he's doing. It takes some time until he gets acclimated to that new lifestyle. So we're going to explain at what point he's going to start to be believed about Chaverus. So a lot about Chaverus on Amud Beis, Be'ezras Hashem. So let's, we'll talk a little bit about an Eishas Chaver and an Eishas Ama'aretz and what sort of reflection their husband is on them. Okay, so let's begin at the Mishnah, second to last Mishnah on Chavtes Amud Beis. So again, different people who are Chashra. Chashra al-Shvius. If a person is Chashud on Shemitah, what does it mean he's Chashra on Shemitah? So that he's going to plant, he plants during Shnas HaShemitah. That's how they understand Rashi, that only when he's not chashud to sell something that's also b'achil midaraisa, do they not make a knas not to buy from him even mayim u'melach. So he's not selling, he's chashud on planting, or to do schora with svichei shviyas. Svichim are gidulim of shviyas that came out of the ground on their own during Shemitah, from whatever fell down on the ground during the Shas HaKatzir of the sixth year. So they're going and they're harvesting the sixth year, a couple of stalks fall on the ground, and therefore they get replanted, and that's what might grow on its own. So svichim are only aser after the zman bir, meaning after the zman, the peros of that min are no longer available in the field for a behema, for a chaya, so then it's aser to sell them. So a person who is chashur on shviyas, again, either he plants during Shemitah or he does schora with sviche shviyas, ein lochin mimenu pishton va'afilu serek, you're not allowed to buy pishton from this fellow, and kolshken, you're not allowed to buy other gedulei karka which actually have kedusha shviyas. And the Rambam's lashon in Hilchos Shemitah is ein lochin mimenu davar sheyesh alav zikas shviyas klal. You cannot buy anything from him that has any shaychus to shviyas. So even pishton va'afilu serek, which is a type of pishton that's crushed and you're not allowed to buy because it doesn't involve a great deal of tircha, and we're not choshesh, and he's not going to be choshesh that people will find out that it's shviyas and that his tircha will be for naught, meaning things that are easy for him to just sell without doing much work, where we have to be concerned he's going to try to sell. Things that will involve a lot of work, he probably won't try to sell because he's going to think that he's going to get caught and then it's going to be, all that work will be for naught. So, avalokhin mehem tavu va'arug, but you you're allowed to buy from him a pishtan that he's already spun and woven. He's already done some serious work in order to make it into a baguette, because then he's not going to put in all that work to take the risk that maybe he's going to get caught. So hashta tavuz avnina narag mibai. Well, wait a second. If the Tana told us you're allowed to buy from him pishtan that has been tavui, you need to tell me that you're allowed to buy from him that which is arig. Pishtan is always tavui before it's arig. So arig is just the next step. So if I'm allowed to buy it from him when he did this amount of work, so of course I'm allowed to buy when he did this plus amount of work. So it says, no, my arig tiche. Arig means before it's tavui, that there's a way to make it, a way to process the flax without first being tovei. So these are just two different types of tircha that a person might do on the flax. Okay, so it says the next Mishnah, chashud lios mocher truma l'shem chulin. If a person is chashud to sell chulin for to sell truma and tell people that it's chulin, because chulin commands a lot more money than truma, so it's kedai for him to sell the truma as if it's chulin. He's going to make some money off of that. The reason it's more expensive is because chulin could be eaten by anybody. Truma is a very limited field of customers, only Kohanim who happen to be Tahorim as well, so there aren't that many, there's not very very high demand on Truma. So a guy wants to charge more money, so he says that it's Chulin. So ein lochin mimenu, afilu mayim umelach. You can't buy from him anything, even water, salt, it's not even shayich to Truma, that's obviously a knas. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, they didn't make a gzeira. They say they didn't make the gzeira to eat or drink by him at his house, but there is an issur to purchase from him. Mayim umelach. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol sheyesh bo zikas truma maestros, ein lochim menu. Anything that has any shaychus with trumas or maestros, anything that you would take trumas or maestros from, you're not allowed to buy from him. Normally, the machlok shabit Rabbi Shimon the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Over here, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Rush, passing like Rabbi Shimon, because we're going to see that is the shita of Rava. But what exactly are they arguing about? So right away, the Gemara says, lasuye mai. Rabbi Shimon says, anything that has zikas trumas and maestros, you're not allowed to buy. What does that come to include? Kol sounds like it's more inclusive, but really it's less inclusive, meaning the first shita said mayim umelach, which has l'chore no zikas trumas and maestros. And then Rabbi Shimon comes along and says, not mayim umelach, only something that's trumas and maestros related, you're not allowed to buy from him. But the way Rabbi Shimon formulated it is kol sheyesh bo zikas trumas and maestros, so kol is always an inclusive term. So what's he coming to include? Lasuye kirve dagim. You're not even allowed to buy kirve dagim from him, the intestines of fish, even though dagim are not chayiv in truma and maisus at all, the ma'arvi bushem and zayis, but it has a zikas trumas and maisus, because typically the way it's prepared is they mix shem and zayis with it, and shem and zayis obviously is nogea to trumas and maisus. The Gemara is going to explain that the reason for Rabbi Shimon is also because of a knas. Now, so the Rambam writes as well that even though he passes like Rabbi Shimon in Parakid Beis Vilchus Maisri, he says v'kolze knas midavrehem. The kasha is, why is that a knas? The lechora, that's me'ikar adin, meaning if they mix in shemen and you're buying a product that has shemen in it, then the fellow is chashud on truma. And furthermore, why does the Tana have to be marbe that Rabbi Shimon asr is kirve dagim? It's pashut that's including the yisra of anything that's chayiv in truma. So the sefer in the Kovitz Torah Mitzion, they quote here in the Masifta, he suggests that it doesn't mean kirve dagim that are prepared, that the mocher has it's already prepared, that it actually has a chashash tarov shem and zayis. It means even if you're buying it raw, you're buying it before it's prepared, but since it has a zikas truma, in the sense that it is something that would normally be prepared, you're not allowed to buy it from him, even though he's not selling it with the shemen. So you don't have to be choshesh that there's actual shemen in there, but it's something that's somewhat connected to the shemen, so it's actually a step further. Hahu tabacha, there was a certain butcher, davachashul zvunei, who's chashud to sell the chaylev hakloyos that were on the thigh of the animal, bimar dechanta, by claiming that it was chaylev tahar, which is called dechanta, which is called kanta. So kansei rava lizvune afilu amguzi. Rava said he's not allowed to sell even a gozim, meaning he's not allowed to own a food store. He's not allowed to own a food establishment anymore. Once he was caught selling non-kosher food, so that's it. They shutting down from selling food of any kind, even food that is not a kashrus sensitive food. Amle Rapapa Rava Kiman, who are you assuming like when you tell him that he's not even allowed to sell a gozim, which have nothing to do with selling chelev? So Rabbi Yehuda, you're assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that even things that have no shaychus to what he was chashed on, that all gets included in the kanas? Well, ik Rabbi Yehuda, feel my melech nami. Well, if it's like Rabbi Yehuda, why do you have to say he's not allowed to sell a gozim? The kanas should have been he's not even allowed to sell water, he's not even allowed to sell salt. So says Mar Liolam Rabbi Shimon. Now, really, we're assuming like Rabbi Shimon that we only make a knas on things that have some sort of shaychus to the iser that he was chashed on. Ubi isura dugufei kansinan lei. We make a knas on something that through that the iser was done, even though it's not comparable to the iser itself. So they make the knas on egozim. Stamda, and how does the egozim relate to what he did? Stamdardiki garuba amguzi. The when children who children can be lured with egozim. That was the candy industry back then. It was egozim, so they didn't have I don't know, sour chewy. My daughter asked my wife, "Can you buy sour chews?" She said, "What's sour chews?" She said, "Well, it's sour." I said, "Let me guess, and chewy, yeah, and chewy, right?" So that the candy industry back then was just egozim. So they would take. So va'azil meshabish lefnei tabchi v'gari lubam guzi. They would go and sell and convince the tabachim and hire them with a gozim that they would give them. I mean the tabachim would trick the kids with a gozim. Maitzli tarbadat ma'mazmulei v'mardechanta. And through that they would bring them chelev that they had stole. The children of the butchers would bring the chelev that they took from their fathers, the butchers, and he would sell it. That it's chelev tahar. So since through the egozim the mechira came about, so Rava made a knas on the egozim that they would use that to get the kids involved in order to allow their business to continue to sell this non-kosher food. So therefore, the egozim are related to what they had done wrong. So this is a big discussion in halacha that you have this maisa that a person would sell chelev that's also ba'achila becheskas that it's shuman that's mutar ba'achila. And the knas Rava made when he's not even allowed to sell a gozim, and Rava Paskins like Rabbi Shimon that you only make a knas on that which he has violated and not on dvarim acherim. Against Rabbi Yehuda holds that we make a knas on everything. So that's the story the Gemara tells us over here. This is based on this. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Yerdeisim and Kuf Yutes that someone who's chashul dvar echad is not chashud for dvarim acherim, but whatever he needs la'oso davar, he's chashud on that. So if a person was chashud to sell chelev b'makom shuman and he was margil the na'arim, the Shulchan Aruch says exactly like our Gemara, to come and buy from him with a gozim, he would offer free candy, so then he's not allowed to sell a gozim either. So there are tshuvas and poskim about similar type cases. In the Shol Lameshiv Madura Kama Chelik Beis Simon Kufayin, he was asked about a butcher that was selling basar, and turned out that it was basar trefa, and he was selling a pecheskas basar kasher. This happens every couple of years. They find that there's a kosher butcher who has a hashkacha, and unfortunately they discover that he's fooling people and he's selling something not kosher. So this butcher traveled to a city called Linsk, and over there he also started selling basar trefa becheskas kasher. And when people found out about it, they took away the hashkacha and they were machris in the kihila that this person cannot be trusted. And they gave him a tikkun tshuva for his avera, but he didn't reach that level of tshuva that they had set forth for him, which is an interesting thing that they would give him like a program that he has to follow in order to do tshuva. And later on, they couldn't find any other butchers to sell meat, so they needed a butcher. So they wanted to hire this guy back, even though he didn't do whatever levels of tshuva they required were not just don't sell non-kosher meat anymore. It was obviously something much more severe. So they wanted to put. They said they'll put a stronger mashkiach in the store. They'll put someone who will really be on top of things. And So a lot of the Yirei Shemayim in the community said, how can you rehire this guy? So Sholem Eishim says that if the person who's Neman will be there biyom ubalayla, calls man that the store is open, and he's going to have the key, and he's going to be able to close up the store, and he's going to watch everything, that there won't be that the guy won't have any ability to do anything, and the fellow who's watching is Muchzik Bekashus, so then there's not going to be any Chashash B'davar. So that's something that typically, look, if a guy was actually selling Basar Treif, he's going to be out of business. We're never going to. But that's something that Hashkachas actually do. They follow that Shol Lameshit. Meaning, whenever there is some suspicion, a common thing for Kashrus organizations to do is take away the keys from the owner. You want the Hashkacha? The key goes to the Mashkiach. Mashkiach opens the store. Mashkiach closes the store. Mashkiach opens the freezer, closes the freezer. That he's the only one that has access to the food. That's a step that they take before they'll take away Hashkacha when someone is Chashrus. Not if he's selling the Fails and Treifis. I don't think that would fly anymore. Okay, nor is there even tshuva. The Gemara says that there's tshuva. The Gemara Masech Sanhedrin talks about if a person sold the veils to Trefus, how can he become a kosher aid again? How can he ever go back to being a kosher witness? So the Gemara says, no problem. He's got to move to somewhere where people don't know him, and then we have to watch him even though when he doesn't think anyone's watching him, and we have to see if he throws away the veils and Trefus instead of selling them, then he gets his kashrus back. So that standard of tshuva is impossible nowadays, because there's no such thing as a place that nobody knows you. They Google you and they know you, meaning a person applies to open up a shop somewhere else, they'll find out. They just had that story yesterday on the news of the couple that dresses like a frum couple with a tichel and the guy with payas and everything, and they're Christians, and they move into frum communities, and she babysits and whatever, and they do. So they were in Brooklyn, they threw them out of Brooklyn, so they moved to Chicago, and someone noticed them, because everyone knows everybody, so you always get they always get found out. Okay, so says the Mishnah now, new Mishnah. A person who's chashed to violate davar echad, is he chashed to violate other things as well? Hachashed al shvius. If a person is chashed to plant during Shemitah year or to do schora with sviche shvius, eino chashed al maisos. He's not chashed to sell he's not chashed to sell peros that are tevel that chumas and maisos haven't taken from. So you're allowed to buy grain from him when it's not the Shemitah year. And just take trumas as if it's demai, like any other tevua that you would buy by an ama aretz. But you're not ma'aser b'toras vaday. Hachashal ha-maisos, enu chashal ha-shviyas. But if someone is chashal ha-maisos, it does not make him chashal on shmitah. Hachashal zev ve'al zev, a person is chashal on both shviyas and maisos. Chashal al ha-taharos, he's chashal that he doesn't eat his chulin, the tahara, which was the Takanas Chacham that they were supposed to do, that they were supposed to even eat the Chulin B'Tahara. The Yeshu Chashal al Taros, Veinu Chashal lo al Zeh v'lo al Zeh. Sometimes a person is Chashal al Taros, but he's not Chashal neither on Shviyas nor on Maisos. Zaklal, Hachashal al Davar lo dono v'lo me'ido. A person is Chashal on a particular Aveira, he's not able to be a Dayan on that Inyan that he's Chashal on, nor is he allowed to be an aid on that Inyan that he's Chashal on, meaning he has no Ne'amanos on the issue that he's Chashal on. So if a person doesn't keep kosher, so you can't trust him when it comes to Hilchos Kashrus. If they themselves don't keep kosher in their own home, even if they seem like the nicest guy in the entire world, it doesn't matter if they're Chashal on that issue, means they don't take it seriously. They think the whole thing's a joke. They don't think it's something they think you're being silly by being makbid about it, because they're not makbid about it, and therefore you can't trust them on such inyanim. There is an exception. Ramesh has a famous tshuva about balei tshuva. The Avod Bal Tshuva, whose parents say, "Look, we're not along for the ride with everything that you're doing, but we support you, and if you need a kosher home, we'll make our home kosher in order to." So Rav Moshe writes that a child can assume that his parents don't want to do something that will upset him and that he will find very offensive, and they're not trying to trick him or trip him up, assuming that's his assessment of the situation, that they're really trying to be supportive, that he's allowed to trust the kashrus in the home if his sense is that it's sincere, that they're actually trying to, because a parent wouldn't do that to a child under normal normal circumstances. But other than that, a stranger would for sure do that. So, okay, so now the Gemara explains the reason for the dinim in the Mishnah, why when you're chashed on one, you're not chashed on the other, or the other, you are chashed. HaChashed al shvius ein chashed. We said, being chashed al shvius does not make you chashed al ha-maisos. My time, why? So shvius lo baya choma. Peros that have kedusha shvius, you don't have to eat inside chomas Yerushalayim. You can eat it wherever you want. And therefore, it seems much more kal than maiser sheni. But maiser, kivin debay choma, when it comes to maiser sheni, you're limited in where you can eat maiser sheni. It can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. Pasuk says, v'achalta lefnei Hashem elokecha, b'makom asher yivchar, l'shaken shemosham, maiser d'gon chadirosh v'itzaracha. So, it can only be eaten in Yerushalayim, chamerle. So people will assume that that's a more significant iser, and therefore, even someone who's chashed al shvius, he'll still be scared of violating the iser of maisos, because he's going to think maisos sheni is a much more serious iser. Hachashed al maisos is not going to be chashed al shvius. My taima, maiser is lepidyon. Maiser, you could be poda peros of maisos sheni with money, but shvius, kivin to kamitzrele, once shmita produce has its kedusha, less lepidyon. There's no way of being poda it on any money, so chamirale. So he's going to view shmita produce as being something that's very chamur, and therefore, even if he's chashal lemaisros, it doesn't necessarily mean that he's chashal shvius. He might view shvius as something that's more chamur than maisros. Hachashal al ze ve al ze. He's chashal on both shvius and maisros. So then he's chashal for taurus as well. Keeping the chashal adaraisa kolshken adrabanan. If we're going to be chashal him on the daraisa, with the shvius and maisos, which are yisuri daraisa, so for sure we're going to be choshnim on the din of eating chulin betara, which is only a takanas chachamim for a person to eat chulin betara. V'yesh chashar al taros. Sometimes a person is chashar al taros and he's not chashar on shvius and maisos. My time, why? So it says Gemara, nihi adrabban chashar adaraisa lo chashar. Granted, he's chashar on adrabban to violate taharos, eating chulin betara, but he's not going to be chashar on daraisa like shmita or maisos. Or a minhi, but says Gemara, I'll ask you a steer from a brisa, neman al taros, neman al shvius, hachashid chashid. It says that if you're neman on taros, you're neman on shvius. The implication is that if you're chashid on taros, you're chashid on shvius. We just said that no, that if you're chashid on taros, taros is only drabban, it doesn't necessarily make you chashid on shvius, which is a daraisa. And so Gemara, Am Rabbi Lai, really someone who's chashid on taros is chashid even for shvius, like we were medayik from the brisa. Our diuk is correct. What about what we said in our Mishnah, Masnisin? Our Mishnah, which said that you're not chashud on from taros to shvius, kisharunuhu shenoig b'tzina b'toch pei. So it's when we see that he's observing the halachas of maisus and shvius in his house that you can't say that it's only klapei chutz that he's pretending to observe these halachas, because we caught him b'tzina observing these halachas, and therefore he's not going to be chashud on these halachas, even though he's chashud on taros. The Bryce is talking about where you don't know what his behaviors are at home, you don't know how he's acting at home, so then he's going to be chashud even on a daraisa, even though we only know that he violates a drabbanon. Rabbi Yane, Rabbi Shmuel, Amar, a different tara. It's a second answer. Really, we're not going to be choshed from taharos to shvius, like our Mishnah says. Just because he violates a drabbanon does not mean he's going to violate a daraisa. What about the diuk we made in the brisa? Yeah, it's a good diuk, but kagon dava choshed the travayu vasa kabe rabbanon vekabela travayu vahadur ichsha dechad minayu. That's talking about a person with a history, a person who was chashud both for taros and shvius, and then he came to the chachamim and he was mekabel on himself that he's going to be careful from now on, and then after some time we see that he reverted back on one of them, he went back to his old behavior, so then he's chashud on the other one as well. We see that he hasn't really changed his ways, and therefore we assume he went back to all of his old ways. But it's stam, a person with no history, you're not going to assume that just because a person violates an issur d'rabbanan that it means he's violating an issur daraisa as well. Our Mishnah is assuming like Rabbi Akiva. Many Stam Mishnais that don't have the name of the Tana in it, even though most Stam Mishnais is Rabbi Meir, you do have Stam Mishnais that are Rabbi Akiva as well. You have Rashi writes that in many places that Rabbi Yudah Nasi, when he wrote the Mishnais, would be so same the Shitas Rabbi Akiva as part of the Mishnah. If Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir normally, only Stam Brisa is Rabbi Nassan, and they're both Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, so we call Stam Mishnayos Rabbi Akiva as well. That's how Rashi quotes a Yesh Mefarshim that say that way. Rashi rejects it because he says we find in many places Rabbi Menachem Satim Ta'a, Rabbi Shimon Satim Ta'a, and then you have to say that it's just that Rabbi would just make the Mishnayos like these people, not always like Rabbi Meir. It's not, we're not saying that it's by proxy that the Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva through his Talmidim. No, it means that sometimes it's Dafka, the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Anyway, Aval Chamom Chashal Shviz Chashal Meister. The Chamom say if you're Chashal Shviz, you're Chashal Meister as well. That we don't assume that a person might treat Meister as being more Chamor than Shviz, and that's why he's not going to be Chashal Meister. So Man Chacham, who are the Chamom that disagree with Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Yehuda. De Ba'asrid Rabbi Yehuda Shviz Chamiru Lahu. In where Rabbi Yehuda lived, people treated Shviz as if it were more Chamor than Meisros. Because Dahuda Avakari Lechavre Dairav Bar Dayarta, there was a person who called his friend a Ger Ben a Giores, meaning he was mocking his friend. So he said, "You're a convert," and that was and the son of a convert, and that was a way of humiliating him. So Amrlei tastily lo achli perushviyus kavasach. So he said, "Well, at least I don't eat perushviyus like you do." So what did he choose to as his retort? He chose the perushviyus. So apparently perushviyus used to be something in Rabbi Yehuda's town that was considered like only a lowlife would eat perushviyus, and that's why he fought back using that. Ikeda Amri, some say it a little differently. That Amr Rabbi Bechanan Rabbi Yochanan Zudiv Rabbi Kiva Satim Ta, that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Kiva Satim Ta. Velcham Amru Chashal Meiser Chashal Shviyus. Chacham says anyone who's Chashal Meiser is for sure Chashal Al Shviyus, meaning the other way, right? That people treat Meiser as more Chamor than Shviyus. So if you're Chashal Meiser, then you're for sure Chashal Shviyus. Uman Chacham Rameiri, and the Chacham Rameir Dam Chashal Dover Echad Havi Chashal Kol Tarkula. And it's Rabbi Meir who says that no, it says anything to do with what's more chamor, what's not. If you're chashal davar echad, you're chashal on kalatarakula. So then it would work in the reverse as well. Meaning it's not about what's more chamor. In the first version, it was that the chachamim who was Rabbi Yehuda would hold chashal shviyus is dafka chashal ameiser because people view shviyus as the most severe. So if you're going to violate that which is most severe, you'll for sure violate that which is less severe. In this version, we're saying that no, chashal ameiser is going to be chashal shviyus because I don't care how severe it is. If you're chashed on one thing, you're chashed on kala tarukula. That's probably a din midrabanan, not a din midaraisa, that you're chashed on kala tarukula. And it sounds like chashed over echad, anything, meaning even not an averus sheish b'malkus or anything like that. So Rabbi Yon, Rabbi Yirmi, Tamidid, Rabbi Zeira. So the Gemara brings a machlokas amarayim that's similar to the machlokas between these two lashonos. Rabbi Yon and Rabbi Yirmi were Talmidim of Rabbi Zeira. Va'amrila, Rabbi Yon of Rabbi Zeira, Talmidid, Rabbi Yochanan. Whoever it was, Chad Amar, one of them said, like the first lashon, that when it says in the Mishnah, Chashal Shviyas is not Chashal HaMeiser, is Dafka Rabbi Akiva, but Aval Chamam Chashal HaShviyas, Chashal HaMeiser, Uman Chacham Rabbi Yehuda, that it's Dafka Rabbi Yehuda who says, Chashal Shviyas is Chashal Al HaMeiser. So the Chad Amar, and the other one says that Chashal HaMeiser, Chashal HaShviyas, that the Chum disagree in the reverse direction, that someone who's Chashal HaMeiser is Chashal HaShviyas, and Uman Chacham Rameir, and the Chum go like Rameir, that anyone who's Chashal on anything is Chashal on everything. So the Gemara brings a machlokas from Meir and the Chachamim that we were just talking about. The Tanya, where do we find that there is this machlokas about if someone who's Chashal Dover Echad? Amaretz Shekibel of Dibre Chavei. And this is going to lead us into a whole new discussion about what it means to be mekabel chaverus. A person who's mekabel upon himself to be noeg like chaverim or noeg, v'nechshol davar echad, and then he's chashed on one of the things that he was mekabel, so he's nechshol the kala tarukula divrei meir. Meir holds he's chashed on kala tarukula. The chum morim, el nechshol el losu davar bilvayim. The chum say that he's only chashed on that one thing, not on anything else. Hager shekibel alav, once we're in the brisa, we'll finish off that brisa. A ger was Mekabel Divrei Torah, Afilu Nechshol the Davar Echad, Havi Chashol the Torah Kol Kula. If he's Chashol on Davar Echad, he's Chashol on Kol the Tarakula, Varehu Ki Yisrael Mumar. So if you see that a person who had converted is now Chashal Davarachad, you see that he's not eating kosher anymore, so then you have to assume that he's not keeping anything anymore, and he has a din of Yisrael Mumar, he doesn't go back to being over the Chavim, he can't undo his Gerus. Nafkamina, the Kaddish, Kiddush of Kiddushin, and therefore if he's Makadish and Isha, it's going to require a get, meaning he has a full din of a Yisrael Mumar. So does that mean a person converts and you hear them speak Lashon Hara once, so now they're Chashon Lashon Hara, and that calls into question the whole Kabbalah's mitzvah, so now they're we assume that they're Chashon on everything because they spoke Lashon Hara once, so I don't think it goes that far. The post can point out that this is talking about a ger who's chashon on something that's beneath his community's standard, meaning, and it's not that he has to be superhuman and never ever do an avera. Being chashon means he regularly violates an avera that everyone realizes is an avera and that people typically would not violate in a normal frum community. But if in a normal frum community he's doing something like everybody else does, so that doesn't make him a chashon, even though it may not be so wonderful that people speak lashon hara or nas devarim or whatever it is that people may violate it sometimes Gedarim of Tznius or whatever in certain from communities. So it doesn't necessarily mean that he's chashon on everything. Now the idea that the go-to insult was you're a ger, the son of Gioras, that's not okay. Meaning there are so many times in the Torah, 36 times in the Torah, where the Torah tells us how we have to be sensitive to a ger. The Chizkuni points out that dafka gerim are very easy targets sometimes. They're not always so familiar with Jewish practices, and they come from people who are very distant from the Jewish people, so it will likely open them up to ridicule, and that's why we need to be extra sensitive. That's what Gemara Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Tes, tells us, that the issur of harassing a ger is it's like one person that's a bal mum mocking someone else who has that same mum. And you should realize, the Gemara says, that we're all gerim, we all descend from gerim, we all came, we all stood at Har Sinai and went through our own gerus. Minchas Chinuch in Taf Lamed Aleph is not sure what constitutes a ger as far as this very severe issur of mocking a ger. Is it only the original ger or even the children of the ger? And Minchas Chinuch says that it should be patterned after the halachos of Yichus in Ebenezer Simen Zayin, which would mean for several generations until at least one parent is a native Jew, that it could still go down in the generation. That's what you get from our Gemara, that he's a ger, the son of a Gioras. Not clear that it means that he was a ger. It could just mean that he was son of a Gioras, and therefore they're mocking him for coming from Gerim. And that's a terrible issur for a person to violate. Okay, now the Gemara discusses a brisa that it talks about being makabel, different levels. Someone who wants to be a chaver, except for one detail. So then we say, no, sorry, you can't be a chaver with an exception. A guy comes to be mekabel devar Torah, all of Torah, except for one thing. Ain mekabel naso. Rabbi Yosef, you don't mer. Afilu diktuk echon midavrei sofer. Even if it's just one din midrabanan that he doesn't want to be mekayim, we cannot be mekabelim. V'chein ben Levi, shavu lekabel devar Leviya. A person wants to be a proper Levi to do the Shira and to be Mesharis, to be a Shower, and Kohen Shabbat Lekabal Divrei Kahuna. We can't accept him to do the avoda in the Mikdash. Meaning, obviously, he either is a Kohen or a Levi or not a Kohen or a Levi, but as far as applying for the job and working in the Mikdash, he has to be all in. Shenemar, Hamakrav is Dam Hashlamim. Pasuk says, Hamakrav is Dam Hashlamim. And Pasuk continues, Vesachelev Mibnei Aaron, Losi Ashok Haimin Lamana. So we darshan Havoda Masura, Libnei Aaron, Kol Kohen Shein Modaba, Enel Chelek Bukuna. Any Kohen that's not Moda in all of the avodas of the Bnei Aaron doesn't have a chelik in Kuna, he doesn't get the Shok Hayamin. He doesn't get the Matanos of Kuna. That has a carryover halacha. The Gemara in Sota says that a person who's married, a Kohen who's married to a Grusha, is not allowed to duchen. An Avaryon is allowed to duchen. A person who does all sorts of Averos, Rabbi Paskins, even someone who does Gilei Arayos, is allowed to duchen. Why is someone who's married to a Grusha not allowed to duchen? Yeah, he does Averos, that's one thing, but he rejects his special status of kahuna, that's something else. When he rejects some of the halachos of kahuna, that's an entirely different story, and then he's not allowed to do chantan rabbanan. Habala kabel divrei chaverus imri inu shenoyik b'tzinu b'toch beso. If we see that he's actually observing these halachos in his house before he comes to us, where we don't have to be choshesh that he's only doing it klape chutz mekablin. So then we accept him b'achar kach melamdin also, and then we teach him all the ins and outs of tamen tara. But v'im lav, if we don't know that he's observing this way b'tzinu b'toch beso melamdin also v'achar kach mekablin also, we first teach him and only then are mekablin. Rabbi Shimon Yichai Omer ben kach mekablin also v'hu lamad kedarka v'holich, that there's no way to learn without full immersion, meaning a person has to, you first accept him, and then he experiences, he becomes accustomed to all these hanhagos through the course of time. But it's not going to, learning in the classroom is not going to help unless it takes time for him to live like that. Tan Rabbanan, mekablin l'chnafayim. Someone who's mekabel divrei chaverus has to be mekabel on himself to be notal yadav before he eats and before he touches truma food, because tam yadayim have a din of a sheni l'tuma, and if he touches truma, it's going to make it a shlishi l'tuma, so he needs to wash his hands beforehand. If he's mekabel to do netilas yadayim, so we're mekabel him. That is yadayim or becheskas taharos v'achar kach. And once he gets used to netilas yadayim, mekabel the taharos. We accept him for the other dinim of taharos. Meaning we can do it in pieces. So that you'll be careful about netilas yadayim, and then you'll do other things. But if he says all I'm going to do is netilas yadayim, then mekablin also. Then we're mekabel him for that. That is Yadayim Rabbecheskas Taharos, because he hasn't, he was Makabal on himself the Iker Din of Achilas Chulin B'Tahara. Kibel Taharos V'lo Kibel L'Knafayim, but if he accepts L'Taharos and not from the Tilas Yadayim, Af L'Taharos L'O Kibel, then we can't be Somech on him for Taharos at all, because if he's not able to observe the Tilas Yadayim, which is Dover Kal, then for sure he's not going to observe the rest of the Dine Taharos, which are more Chamer. Tan Rabbanan, Ad Kama Makabal Naso, how long does he have to be knowing Minhagi Chaverus after his Kabbalah in order for him to be muchsak, that you could trust that he knows what he's doing? So Beishavi Arman Lamashkin, as far as Tara of Mashkim is concerned, which is only a Tuma Midra Banan, the Gemara Pesachim tells us in Daf Tazayin and Beis, so Shloshim Yom. Then it's 30 days. If he's been knowing Chaverus for 30 days, he could be trust for Mashkim. Luxus, as far as the Tara of his clothing is concerned, to not have a din of a Medras Amaaret, a Medras Zav and Zav, we assume that clothing of an Amaretz, that a Zavar could have sat in it, Shemasar Chodesh. Ubeisil Omrim Echad Zavechad Zeh Shemasar Chodesh, that either one is going to be 12 months. Im Kain, Havalei, Mikuli Beishamah, Mikrom Beisilal. According to Beishamah, Kabbalah's Chaveres is 30 days. That's a Kula. Beisil is the one that's more Machmir. This should therefore be in the fifth paragraph of Masechet Adios, where we list off all the Kuli Beishamah and the Mikrom Beisilal. And it's not. So it says, El Beisil Omrim Echad Zavechad Zeh Lashloshim. Now, Beisil says they're both Shloshim Yom. Beisham is more machmir that when it comes to ksus, you need 12 months. Tan Rabban, habala kabel divrei chaverus, sarach lekabel b'fnei shlosha chaverim. Person wants to be mekabel chaverus, it has to be done in front of three chaverim. Rabbanim b'nei beisayim tzrichim lekabel b'fnei shlosha chaverim. The rest of his family doesn't have to be mekabel in front of three chaverim. They'll follow his lead. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel amar af panu b'nei beisayim tzrichim lekabel b'fnei shlosha chaverim. V'sheinu dom chaver shekibel leben chaver shekibel. It's different when a person accepts it on himself and someone who's a ben chaver and is only doing it because of his father. So he's not going to be as careful about it. When you own it, when it becomes yours, you're going to be much more careful about it. So we make the whole family accept in front of three chaverim. Tan Rabbanan, habal lekabel divrei chaverus, tzarich lekabel b'fnei shlosh chaverim. V'afilu talmid chacham tzarich lekabel b'fnei shlosh chaverim. Even if he's talmid chacham, he has to be mekabel in front of three chaverim. Zaken v'yashu b'yeshiva, you have a zaken who sits on the Sanhedrin. Einu tzarich lekabel b'fnei shlosh chaverim. Shekvar kibel lav mishal sheyashav. By sitting on the Sanhedrin, a talmid chacham has to be mekabel divrei chaverus. It's so it's understood that he already is observing it. Rabbi Shalom, Af Talmud Chacham, Einu Tzarich Lekabel B'nei Shlosh Chaverim, V'lo Od Ela Shacherim Mekabel Lefanav. That even the Talmud Chacham does not need to do in front of three Chaverim, and not only that, he could be one of the Chaverim that other people are Mekabel in front of. Meaning a person who reaches a certain stature, it's understood that he realizes that with that stature comes a certain way of living that he has to live up to. So Amr Rabbi, that's what a person says, a Bal Nefesh, a lot of times in Halacha, we have bal nefesh should be machmir. So Rav Shachter used to tell us, you boys are young, so you're not a bal nefesh yet. But one day you might be rabbis, you might be Rosh Yeshiva, and then you should realize that that's when you become a bal nefesh. Your whole life, you can't assume that you're not. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, b'yimei b'noshu Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus nishnas mishnazu, that this was taught in the days of Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus, where they were not sameich on the Torah b'talmid chachamim if they were not mekabel chaverus in front of three people. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi istapiklu milsa b'taharus. They had a suffix about a taharus issue. Shadru rabbanan legabe b'noshu Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus. So he sent it to the son of Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus. Is azilu imrulei la'ainba, and he told them to go and to be ma'ain b'davar and to paskin the din. Ashkechu adu katan taros. They found that he was carrying taros, his own taros, and when they asked him to look into the shayla, so he put down his package. Osir rabbanim yididei legabayu, and the chachamim. From his talmidim, who were mekabel divrei chaverus sat together with these shluchim in order to watch these taros, that the shluchim should not be mitamei the taros. Kai ihula yuneba, so he went to be ma'ayin in the shayla. Asu amulei, so the shluchim came and they told the ma'isa the Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yehuda got upset at the v'nosh Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus that he didn't rely on the shluchim, that he had guards watching the shluchim the whole time to make sure they're not mitamei anything. So Amar Lahu Rabbi Yehuda, Aviv Shalzeh, Biza Tamil Chachamim, Af Hu Mevaza Tamil Chachamim. That this person's father was Mevaza Tamil Chachamim, he was Mevaza Tamil Chachamim as well. Now, it's not that Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus was actually Mevaza Tamil Chachamim, but he was just saying that he must have learned this from home. It was a way of being Mevazin. So Amar Lahu Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi said to Rabbi Yehuda, Kavod Zakein, the covenant of Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus, Yeimunach Bimakomo, should still be intact. They were not trying to be Mevazin. El Miyom Shachar Beis Hamikdash, Kohanim are extra careful from the days of the Churban Abayis not to trust anyone with Taharos. They weren't out of bounds over here by appointing this Shomer to watch over what was going on. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with the discussion of Eishes Chaver.